Daniel, now Mr. Simonato, if you want to share with us your experience at GE Aviation in Bromont. Thank you.
Sure. Good afternoon, everybody. So thanks. I'm Philippe Simonato. I'm the GM of GE Aviation in Bromont. We're in the business of manufacturing compressor blades and vanes for jet engines. So mainly the Boeing 737. When you're flying on the 737, you're safe, okay? So you can continue. I'm glad to share with you our experience, okay? We're in the process of this healthy workforce initiative. We're not certified yet. We're going to have the audit probably at the end of the first quarter of next year. So we're not done yet, but we're making progress. Which is the green one? Okay. So the first question, okay, that you might have, okay, why a company, why an enterprise such as our organization, why do we push for a healthy workforce? Well, if you look, you know, I'm a business leader, you know, I'm responsible for my business unit, and if I want to survive, I need to have performance, you know. And my experience has shown that if I want to have performance, I need to have innovation. And if I want to have innovation, I need to have the engagement of the people. And even though, you know, this promotion of health is not the only element, you know, I strongly believe that having a process that will promote good health behaviors within our business, okay, it is one key element that will get us the level of engagement that we need in these days in order to win in our market. So that's why mainly we are pushing for it. If we go to the next slide, okay. We are an organization. It was a startup back 27 years ago, okay, and we're non-union, 600 employees, and also we did start the plant with a participative management design concept, what we call a sociotech management design, okay. So even today, even if the concept has evolved during years, the participation of the employees is still very strong today. And with that, you know, we are committed to provide good working environment to our employees with a philosophy of employee well-being, meaning that we try to balance the socio aspect of the work with the technical aspect of the work. And believe me, it's not always easy, but I think it's possible, you know, and when you reach that balance, you're in good shape. We in Bromont, okay, and also in GE, we are practicing a lot. We're using a lot the lean manufacturing toolbox, such as the 5S or the Kaizens. You probably have heard about Kaizens, about the one-piece flow line and all that. We continually push for the elimination of physical risk at our workstation, okay? It's part of what we are doing, and I have other slides. I'm going to show what we've done. We are in GE. We have been certified GE Global Star. It's the equivalent for the non-U.S. site of the OSHA 18,000 certification. And 3 years ago, we did start really a GE Worksite initiative. We started that with the supervisors at the beginning, okay? And the idea was that if our supervisors, which are our leaders, if they are healthier, they will have more energy, and if we have more energized leader, okay, the people beneath them will probably be more engaged and be more cooperative. You always look at your leader, you know, and if you have somebody with energy, it's contagious. You know, people will follow people who have a lot of energy. Example, if we look at some example of what we have done, okay. First, we've done ergonomic evaluation of all our workstation. It's very important. We're doing, you know, these little blades. We're doing over 3 million of these blades each year. There's a lot of manual operations, so we, after the ergonomic evaluation, we went into a phase of installation, of automatization, of robotization. So we have over 100 robots that we have installed since 2000. We've done job safety analysis of every workstation, every job station, and we update, these are what we call JSA, and they are updated each year by the member of the Health and Safety Committee. And this is very good information, because when we move our people, because they are multi-skilled, or when you hire a new people, you know, they have something to refer on to check, you know, where are the danger around their workstation. We also push for job rotation. We still have some jobs that require that are very repetitive. So when we see that there's an ergonomic potential issue, we did push for job rotation. We have a good health program with the physician coming once a week at the plant. And we have a nurse, full-time nurse, you know, at the plant. And we provide, you know, since we start that workforce or that healthier workforce initiative, we did start an information and some education activities. We did a survey 1 year ago, and from that survey, we derive an action plan. From that action plan, you know, as an example, we start giving conferences. And with the speaker, as an example, we did one, you know, how to read the label, how to read the label and the food packaging. We had another one, the importance of physical activities. We're going to have one in the next month or so on the stress management. So that's what we're doing, basically. If you look, you know, we talk a little bit about the elements of health work, of a healthy work environment. Here at Bromont, our plant, well, everything around the work environment, okay, I think that we have a very good process in terms of making the work safer. We have processes that are working very well. Same thing into the level of organizational practices. I think that we have good process to communicate, to recognize our employees. Now we are really working at the work-family balance and the changing or trying to change the individual lifestyle habits. We are in a manufacturing environment, so it's not possible for us to have 100% flex time, you know. But when you have good communication with your employees, good relation with your supervisors and the employee, we are able to accommodate our people as much as we can, you know, when it's needed. Same thing now, you know, that we have look around the employees, we have make his work environment safer now. It's time to try to educate them about, you know, the importance of some healthier habits in their daily life style if we want to get to the next level. Of course, the advantage for us, you know, at the end of the day, when you have healthier employee, it is a lot easier for everybody, okay? You have a better work climate, and it's a lot more fun to work when the work climate is good versus when the work climate is tense. So that's the idea for us, and that's how we get the, that's not the only element, but that's one important element for us to get the performance and the engagement level that we need to have that performance. If we look at some results, okay, we have been awarded in 2008. There's over 60 different sites in G Aviation all around the world, okay, and we have been given the EHS site of the year, so we're proud of that. But moreover, you look at the trend, you know, the key indicator, just the accident rate, okay, we are, and I haven't put 2009, but the trend is continuing. So you see, we used to have 10 accidents by 100 employees, you know, back in 1996. We're at less than one today. The inventory, same thing. We're running the plant with 70% less inventory. Each year, you know, year after year, we're having some productivity from our employees. So that's how you get the results, and this is when you have good people, because it's all about people, that thing, you know, you get results, and that's the way we're going to be able to sustain a manufacturing activity here in North America versus having that delocalized in Asia or India. So that's what I had to say. I'm open to any question. Maybe is it time or
a few minutes maybe. Very interesting figure, indeed. I would only add that we're working at the Canadian level right now to have this standard be recognized all across Canada, even if the standard is already of a universal reach. Peut-être passer la prochaine. Voilà. Okay. It was a request of our members to get this standard at the Canadian level because their operation is all across Canada and even international. So we're just to very close to launch the operation to have this Canadian standard with our partners of BNQ and NQI. We're working on the financial package, which is a challenge because we have known from our past experience that we have to include more steps, development of the standard, development of the certification program altogether, training the auditors, promotion and outreach in the whole country, and also some research and development. And it's a better integrated kind of project from our point of view. And we figure that in 2011, the Canadian standard should be a reality.